Welcome to Orlando Means Business. This season, we're featuring industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators who are shaping the Orlando region's thriving business landscape. I'm Laureen Martinez.
And I'm Amanda Lubin. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at Orlando's vibrant tech hub and how the region is creating the future of innovation and technology.
From rockets to roller coasters, tech is rooted in Orlando's DNA. And it's this innovation that is creating opportunities for tech entrepreneurs. To learn more about that, we're joined by Kyle Morand, CEO of 302 Interactive. You have such an interesting story. Tell us how you came to Orlando and how you started 302 Interactive.
Coming to Orlando. Well, first, thank you. Right out of high school, I had met a friend that was at UCF, and I think like in the middle of high school, he was at UCF here in Orlando. I was living in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, and really just enjoyed visiting him at UCF. I really wanted to kind of join the engineering department and learn about how to get involved in things like Disney Imagineering and all of that, and I had a background like somewhat in tech, but not really. But came to UCF right out of high school, came to college here, really enjoyed my time. Spent the first couple of years just diving deeply into school, but honestly, around like year three of school, I got bored and started tinkering with a couple ideas that eventually turned into 302 and just kind of been here since.
At what point did you realize that you were an entrepreneur and that you had some big ideas and some big plans for where your future could lead?
Yeah, actually, didn't realize I was an entrepreneur specifically until like my third year in business. The first couple of years, I was really just trying to like solve a problem and needed the LLC to do so. So I started the company in 2014. Started the LLC. It was like a solo business and was really just experimenting. I was buying software and building content and helping people and locally just in like R&D way. But around like year three, I realized like, oh, I'm actually making money doing this. And this is an actual business that's starting now. So let me take it a little bit more serious.
So Orlando and tech, not necessarily two words people put together. Mm-hmm. Describe what Orlando's tech an innovation ecosystem is like?
I have a phrase that I use with most people that I say Orlando's all about moonshots and Mickey Mouse. And what that means for me is we have two mega industries. We've got the research park area built from NASA on the like getting us to the moon and what that technology means. And then you've got Mickey Mouse and Magic Kingdom and all of this great technology from the theme park side. When you bring that creativity and engineering together, and you have a community built around that, you've got a lot of people that are both inspired but also practical in the way that they build technology. And that's been kind of seen a lot through the types of community members and partnerships that have formed here over the last, at least as far as I've been here, 10 years.
And I mean, you mentioned the moon race. That's decades we're talking of tech and innovation here in Orlando's DNA. And you also touched on community and partnership. And I think that's something that I want to point out because from what I've gathered, Orlando's tech ecosystem is super collaborative and very partnership forward. Describe that.
Yeah. I can say from people that I've met, we've got some new friends in town now from New York and from California that tell me they're like, we love being here. You could not have the type of partnerships with what should be your competitors in New York or California. Like that's just not a normal mode of operation. But here in Orlando, there's a lot of people that collaborate really even as they're competing to push the industry forward. That's really always the kind of, I think, common goal is I have folks that are also doing VR and AR in simulation, going after the same contracts as us. And when they win and I lose, we cheer and vice versa because we're pushing the industry forward in a strong way. And that collaboration just excites us.
I hope you're enjoying Orlando Means Business. I should mention, if you're thinking of Orlando for your business, if you're expanding or looking for a top metro to locate, go to investorlando.org. We've got industry-specific information for you, as well as data on our educated and experienced workforce, real estate options and incentives, plus more to help you get started. You can find us at investorlando.org or click the link in our show notes. Tell me about ARVR and what 302 Interactive does that is unique and different from other tech companies.
Yeah, so I started the company focusing on game design, but in the first, really in the first few months, I got introduced to a gentleman, Stu Armstrong, who currently works at Cole Engineering. And I worked with him for the first couple of years, learning how game design and like the game engine could be applied to the defense space. So he was working on a bunch of Navy projects, and I was doing a lot of R&D for both VR and AR, learning how this, at the time, new technology could be applied to solving problems. And that sort of shaped my mindset. I went from this idea of like, oh, I'm going to make games for fun, to, oh, this technology and this design practice, I can actually apply it to real-world problems. And at first, it was in the defense space, but then we started taking that out towards marketing and business problems. We've worked in like attractions and healthcare and education, all taking that same mindset of how can we apply game design and bring that out to the real world.
And any cool projects that you've worked on recently?
Yeah. One of my favorites, it's not super recent, but we've been doing it for the past few years, is a physical therapy project. So we've taken different technologies, both VR and like computer vision tracking, to help kids have a more playful experience in physical therapy. So we really focused on how to gamify the physical therapy experience, where you're really doing these kind of mundane tasks and exercises that kids don't want to do, and making that more playful, which for the kids creates a more engaging experience, but for the therapist allows for them to actually engage with their patients in a positive way instead of having to force them to do these exercises. Now the kids are excited to come to therapy, which is great.
You certainly are an impressive CEO, and I think that so many entrepreneurs and startups here in Orlando begin in that gaming space, but you just described a whole different track because there are other industries like modeling, simulation, and training that are so strong here, and that is even more opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a variety of industries that's really been fun for me because I had never intended to work in most of these industries, but just being involved in the Orlando community, for me, my focus is really just sharing the skills that me and my team have and asking people like, what problems do you have? How can we be of help? And learning from different industries like the healthcare space or education and finding some of the challenges they're trying to solve and their curiosity around, there's this new technology, this AR, VR, or AI. How can I apply it to helping in the classroom or helping in the surgical room? So there's been a lot of interest. And for us, that's, like you said, created a lot of opportunity for us to work on cool projects.
So let's talk about what the future of Orlando's tech and innovation ecosystem is looking like. Where do you see Orlando going in the next 10, 15, 20 years? And how are we going to compare across the nation or across the globe? I mean, we're all vying for, you know, the latest and greatest. So how is Orlando going to stand up to that?
Yeah, I think Orlando in its DNA really focuses on implementing technology into different areas of life. You've got areas like Medical City and like Nona. You've got obviously Disney with the theme parks and entertainment side and Research Park on the simulation side. There's a lot of taking the technology that I'll say is being born in California, right? These crazy AI innovations, crazy AR and VR innovations, but then being brought here to figure out how do we actually implement this into our lifestyle? It's not just this crazy R&D science experiment, but now how does it affect the citizens of our community? How does it affect the healthcare or the education or the entertainment, the family lifestyle? I think Orlando has a strong opportunity to be a leader in how we showcase technology in this next wave, which I'm really excited to see.
All right. Well, thanks, Kyle, so much for telling us your story. We really, really find what your work is here in Orlando something that is truly unbelievably real, as we like to say. Thanks for listening to Orlando Means Business, a production of the Orlando Economic Partnership and the University of Central Florida. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform.
The Orlando Economic Partnership is an economic and community development organization that works to advance broad-based prosperity and create a more prosperous community for all. If you're interested in Orlando for your business and what makes Orlando unbelievably real, contact us at investorlando.org.